Hey friends, I'm your host Christoph Heinen. Welcome to another episode of Miracle Soup. Today's episode is going to be sort of a mini workshop, a tutorial on how to use Substack. Now, if you're a writer, if writing is something you love, if you have something in you that you've been feeling like, oh man, I should probably write about that. I'd love to be able to have some kind of an outlet to share this. Or if you're an artist, a visual artist or a photographer, poet, even a musician, you've got that like urge to share your voice because you've got something to say. Substack is an amazing place. It's an amazing place. And I've been using it since January of 2024. And it's been an amazing ride. It's been an incredibly enriching experience. Which is kind of a wild thing to say about some kind of new fandangled piece of technology, isn't it? Before I get going, though, I do need to admit that I recorded this episode already this morning. I got up real early and I did a real bang up job. I mean, it was such a good episode. And then I looked down to see if it was recording, and I discovered that my microphone's battery ran out. And I was talking for a good 30 minutes with no nothing, nothing to show for it. So I thought, well, I could, whatever, I could start where the microphone died, but then it just lacks continuity. So I'm starting from scratch. This is how to get started on Substack. Just gonna throw it out there. So Substack is really like, what is it? Let's start with what is Substack? That's what I have on my little notes here. What is Substack? Well, I heard about Substack through listening to various podcasts where people would say, if you want to be a paid subscriber, go visit my Substack, or be sure to check out my Substack to sign up for the newsletter. And then I saw a friend post something. He said, I know I'm not really going to be writing on Facebook anymore. I've moved over to Substack. You can check me out there. And I thought, what is this Substack anyway? Well, Substack is, in my opinion, what social media is actually meant to be. It's a tool to connect creative people, to incubate ideas and creative energy, in a dynamic kind of digital ecosystem where ideas can be shared and spread, and people can support one another in their growth. And it all is without all of the crummy, annoying, just super irritating advertisements that we're all just like so over. Oh my God. So you don't get all that in your feed. And it doesn't have that same kind of hypiness, fakeness, glossy, over-commercialized, sensationalized, creepy algorithm saturated platform. It's nothing like that, because the thing of it is that Substack is about paying the creators. So if you're creating something, you have an opportunity to receive financial reciprocation. You can make money on Substack, which is a great thing, and you don't need to be all manipulative and weird and pay money to some strange CEO, off in Silicon Valley or whatever. Of course, Substack does make money. If you're making money, Substack takes a cut of it. Obviously, they have to pay for what they're doing, which is a lot, but you're not bombarded with advertisements, and there isn't an algorithm which which is designed to create conflict and bring out the absolute worst in people. So for that reason, Substack is not as popular as Facebook or Instagram or Twitter slash X, but it is definitely worth checking out. So that's what makes Substack unique. No advertisements. Content creators get paid for creating. And on top of that, you get to create your own audience. You create your own email list, which is yours. It does not belong to Substack. You can take it with you if you ever want and migrate your email list somewhere else, and you can have that amazing resource. And the whole point of having a mailing list really is, it really is kind of like the nuts and bolts. If you're wanting to like share your work with the world, it's a super important thing. I mean, here's the thing. If you're a writer and you've had this dream to write a book, and you sit down day after day and you create this amazing work of art, you create your book and you finish it all up and you say you publish it or self-publish it, and then all of a sudden you have this great collection of your writings that you want to share, but then you like go on Facebook and you're like, hey guys, like how do you sell it, right? How do you get your work out there? You go on Facebook like, hey guys, I published this book, hope you like it, you can buy it on Amazon, awesome, cool. And it's like crickets, because you don't have a following, you don't have an audience, you don't have a community, you haven't built that community, you haven't tapped in to people's interests. So Substack offers that option where you are creating a community, you're creating a fan base, you're creating like a family, really, of like-minded souls who like you, who like what you do, who are willing to hit the subscribe button, give you their email so that they can actually hear from you on a weekly basis or whatever rhythm you are into publishing. But they're saying like, hey man, this stuff's cool. I like what this person's doing. I'd like to hear more. Here's who I am and here's how to send me more stuff that you create. And that's an amazing thing, because when you have that, when you have a fan base, when you have people who know you, when you've created this relationship with somebody and they're used to hearing from you, then you know, you've got an audience, you've got a market, you've got people who are gonna more likely, when you come out with that book, say, hey, yeah, man, that's awesome. You know, actually, I've been waiting for something like that from you. Here, let me, you know, I'll drop, you know, $10, $20 for your book or your course or whatever it is, because you already have that relationship. And it is just like, it's just a no-brainer. Whereas with another model, if you like write your book or have some kind of a product or offering you want to sell, and you just start like paying money to Facebook for ads, then you got to come up with an ad campaign. You're giving money to, you know, this like mega corporation, and you know, like, you could do that, but that doesn't really, you know, light me up. That's not really exciting for me. So Substack's about paying content creators, creating your own email list, creating your own following. And on top of that, being a part of a community that is just like super supportive and really smart, really creative. The community that I have sort of tapped into and created on Substack, the people who I subscribe to and who I follow, just, I've like made genuine friends online for the first time in my life. Like people, I have no idea who they are in real life and physical. I like, they live in like Belgium and Ireland and all around the world, South Africa, wherever, but I've got like a crew of friends and we all support each other. And I'm learning so much. It's been such an amazing experience of learning. And that's why I like to say, like, Substack is actually, it's a spiritual practice. And I can't really get all into that in the time that I have today, because I am going to pick up my daughter in a few minutes here, because it's day with rain today, my 6-year-old, and we've got stuff to do. But it is a spiritual practice, because by engaging in this way and having people who you're sharing your sort of like your vulnerable artistic self to, you grow as a person. And it's a spiritual practice, not unlike meditation at all. It's a form of yoga. It's also a form of seva yoga, which is service. You're actually learning how to serve others, what people need, where people are hungry, what people want, and how you can fill and how you can fit in and provide something to help them. And that's really like the bottom line gist of succeeding and growing on Substack is getting out of your own way. And this is exactly what like all of the whole spiritual trip is about, right? It's like letting go of self and being of service to others. This is what all the great masters teach. And this is, and you can see how this works in this little laboratory, in this experiment, in this ecosystem called Substack, where you learn to get out of your way and help others. And the way to really succeed is by serving. And I'll get into that a little bit later. But what I wanted to start with was just like a basic, like, how do you just get started? If you're new, and a few of my friends have asked me about getting started on Substack and how do you do this and how do you do that? I'm just going to do a little walkthrough here of how to actually get your Substack up and running and what to do about that. And I went over this, of course, in my last, in this morning's whole recording where that didn't actually get recorded. So basically, it is super self-explanatory. It is so user-friendly because, like I said, Substack wants you to succeed because, well, they get money if you're getting paid. And the more subscribers you have and the more successful you are, the more they're going to get, and they want to thrive. And you're going to thrive too. It's kind of like a win-win situation. So what you do to get started on your Substack is you go to substack.com. You hit create your Substack. You type in your email address. Okay, and that's where I, that doesn't work for me because I already typed in my two email addresses because I already went through this whole process before and it didn't get recorded. So what we're going to do is I'm just going to kind of walk through what I remember. It's so self-explanatory. Like I'm not going to, like, we're all smart enough to do this. You just walk through the steps. You just literally walk through the steps. You do what they tell you to do. But then what I'm going to let you know is that once you get it going, like the first thing that you write your name and your little biography. Don't overthink it. Just write a little something. It can even, I just read one that said, this biography thing is really hard. And she had a great sub. She had a great Substack going on. So it doesn't matter. None of this stuff matters. The name of your Substack, just have fun with it. It doesn't matter. I honestly have always thought Miracle Soup was like a really bad name, but I keep hearing people in my comments saying, man, I love that name, Miracle Soup. How cool. I signed up just because of the name. Right. So yeah, there's this other woman I follow, and she just recently changed her name because she was all, and she wrote a whole post about why. And I said, no, the old name was actually the reason I signed up partially. And it was really great. And I don't think the name really matters. It doesn't matter. Like, call it whatever you want, like Jane Substack or frying eggs on a Tuesday morning, like whatever. Just have fun with it. Just be creative, right? Okay, so you can always change it also. You can totally change the Substack name later on. No big deal. So then you're going to get into that and do your name, and then they're going to want you to create your first post. And so for the first post, this is important because this is kind of like, and they're going to give you like a whole sort of a little guideline, like what to do for your first post, like just give you some tips and kind of guide you on through. But basically my first post was called, gee, I hope this sucks, because I just really wanted to get over this need for perfection, to think like I have to impress people and this is a new thing. And I'm going to like sound so smart and clever and put together. And no, just, it's like so important just to be real. And also be vulnerable and be honest. Like the more you're honest about who you are, the more you're going to engage with somebody, right? You're going to like talk to their heart. So like just have fun with it and talk about what you do and why you're starting a Substack, like why this is important to you. And through, you know, starting in this place, you're going to start, that's like the first start of like really honing in your voice and figuring out who you are and what your message is. And so you're going to do that. And then you're going to start to think about, okay, what's a realistic sort of cadence for how often I can publish? And you're going to want to kind of include that. Like, I plan on publishing, twice a week, or I'll do three poems a week, or I'll do one newsletter a week, or whatever it is, and just kind of give people an outline like that. So you can do that in your about page too. So have fun with that. Go ahead and make your first post, and then it's just all going to kind of like unfold. But the main thing that you need to know is that on the right upper right hand side of your screen, there's a little circular picture with a drop down arrow. You hit that drop down arrow and you go down to settings. Okay, and in settings, oh, I got to sign up. And there we go. I'm going to sign up for sign in. I gotta sign into this so I know what I'm doing here, guys. Give me a hot minute here. Give me a second. Finish signing in. Don't mind if I do. Cool. So you got your drop-down menu and then your settings. And this is where you can change your profile picture. You're gonna wanna get a profile picture pretty quick because that weird dark ball is just, people want to see who you are and connect with you. So put a picture in there, and then your email, and then your Instagram handle or your handle, whatever that means. And then you can go down this settings and just kind of tweak it how you want. You can enable, you can change the picture of your actual publication. All this kind of thing you can do. And how do you do that? Okay, that's one little thing. If you're feeling like, okay, I want to get a cool, like, how do these people get these cool images? Well, you go over to Canva.com, free image graphic design software, and just make something like mine. You look at mine. It's so simple. It's a Zen circle, which is just like a really classic stock image on Canva, and then I just picked like a cool font I liked, and I put it together, and I had a logo in like 2 seconds. So don't make it like too complicated, right? Don't make it too complicated. So then once you have, I feel like I'm not doing a very good job because, I mean, there's a lot of technicalities, but these are all sort of things that come in time. Like, don't get too hung up on the fact that you're not looking super professional. You don't need to like hire someone to make a super professional website. You can keep it really simple because the most important thing is your voice and how you're creating stuff. So if you just get a picture, a profile picture, and if you can make a Canva image to make for the picture of your kind of logo, then you're good to go. And then just start creating. And Substack does a great job to make the whole process really streamline and to make it really easy for you to learn how to make your blog, your site look really good. If you go to Writer Dashboard up here, this is where you go to settings under your Writer Dashboard. And this is where you come down and you'll see the basics. Okay, so there's your publication name. There's your description beneath that. So this is actually really important. When you go to Miracle Soup, go to settings, not Miracle Soup, but go to your dashboard and there's a little settings menu icon. And they're going to have a little short description. That's like your tagline for the Substack. And so mine is an eclectic synthesis of ingredients to feed your creative genius. Like, whatever. I don't really like that much, but no one really cares. No one really reads it. They might, and it might just, it's about the energy of who you are and just do your best to come up. I came up with that on a dog walk one morning. I thought it was so great. And now I don't think it's that great, but I don't really want to mess with it because it doesn't matter that much. Okay. And then down here, if you keep going down, you'll see square logo. So that's where you can upload the picture that you make from Canva. Super easy, like I said, super easy graphic design software. Okay, and then you keep going down, and then they'll say what category is your Substack. I chose humor and philosophy for some reason. I don't think that matters too much. Then there's a payment option. Do you want to just right off the bat, you can do this. You can enable payments so that people, when they subscribe, they'll have an option to start paying you on a monthly basis. Now, you know, it's going to be the kind of thing where, like, the more value you provide and the more consistent you are, the more someone's going to say, oh my God, yeah, that actually is like totally worth $8 or $5 a month. You know, I that's totally worth it to me. In the beginning, it'll probably be like more like someone is just being nice and they want to support you, right? So I haven't gotten any paid subscribers yet. So then you go down, there's a founding member. There's like different tiers that people can pay. Somebody actually pledged $150 to me, and so I set that as my founding member price. Okay, then you just go down and there's all this branding stuff, your logo, your word. The word mark is the image that's at the top of your Substack like main page, instead of just a generic font that Substack uses. You can make your own, and so again, you can do that. Just use the font from Canva, you know, and it gives you. It should be at least 1,344 by 256 pixels. So just set those parameters in Canva. Super, super easy. And there's a cover photo for your welcome page. Ooh, cool. I want to change that. I was looking to how to do that. So that's another thing. So when you go to the welcome page, people first click on your blog, on your Substack, they'll see that image. So that's cool. Then you just keep going down and there's all kinds of different ways to just kind of like create your blog, to create your thing. Okay. So I'm not going to get too into that because it's a little bit dry, and that just kind of comes with time. The more you're putting energy into creating, the more you come up with ideas like, oh, I'd kind of like this to be different, or, ooh, look at this person's, it looks so cool how they do that. And then you can figure it out. But this is just a basic introduction. You just want to get it going. And like I said, the most important thing is you start sharing, you start writing, and you start, or, you know, writing and sharing. Say you're a visual artist, start posting pictures in your newsletter, pictures of something you just wrote or something that really has a meaning to you, and you can write the story about that and what that means, or just like cathartically write about something that really upsets you and how you worked through it. It's like people like to hear this stuff and people like to be a part of your story. So that's more important than having it look all flashy and nice. Okay. On your dashboard, you go to home and it just gives you an overview of how many subscribers you have. Holy smokes, I've got 83 subscribers. That is so awesome. And they'll show you sort of like some statistics, how many you know, who's opening, your open rate for your newsletters. Like when you start, you'll have like one person, and obviously it's going to be 100% open rate. And that one person, by the way, is obviously it's going to be you. And you don't just think, oh, I'm my only subscriber, it doesn't even count. No, it counts, dude, because that means you're showing up for you. You're showing up for who you are. You're showing up and you're your number one fan. Because if you're not going to be your number one fan, nobody else is. So like when you start and you see that you have one subscriber and that's just you, dude, celebrate that. Be stoked, because you're really important in this whole journey. You're super crucial. So like honor that. And then your next subscribers are probably going to be like your friends, right? People who are like being nice to you. Yeah, I get a sip of mate here. This is great. Great stuff. So also it's a big part of it. A big part of it is getting over the numbers. Like, who cares? The numbers will come. Here's the thing. The better you get, the more people subscribe. It's like how good you are is reflected in the amount of subscribers you have. That's just the cold truth. If you don't have a lot of subscribers, you always have the perfect amount based on how good you are. And it's not like you as a person or as a writer are bad. It's just that your craft hasn't evolved yet. You haven't learned to like engage with someone's like soul. You haven't learned how to like get into people's hearts and minds and really create like an interest for them. And so don't ever be discouraged because you don't have enough subscribers or followers. That's just a reflection of like of where you are in your skill level. And you don't sit down at a piano and expect to play Rachmaninoff's Second Concerto like right off the bat or like in a week. It takes time, it takes years. Like creating a following and becoming a good writer is going to take time. And so just in it's like this is like the classic spiritual lesson of the journey is a destination and enjoy the process. Don't rush to the end goal, but enjoy like learning from every post you make and all of the hurdles you get through and the creative blockages and maybe the lack of comments and the lack of engagement because you're learning how to actually find what to say that is like real for you, that is also real for somebody else and really inspires somebody to just like, oh my God, that was so good. I got to tell this person, thank you, you know, or that was so good. I want to restack this for them. So what is restacking and what is notes? So one of the main features of Substack is this thing called notes, which is basically like a Twitter feed built into Substack where you post little shorter snippets. You know, you can write long stuff if you want, but it's more like a Facebook or a Twitter feed. You can post video, you can post images. Mainly I use it for images and then a shorter blurb. And this is basically just you, just with more frequency, because it's obviously easier to write a short little something, just like pop it out there. But pretty much once or twice a day, once a day, I'll post something, some insight, some little, maybe a quote or something I did in the day, or something to kind of engage my readers and just to like be a presence and to continue engaging. And that's called notes. So once again, to get there, you go up to the right-hand circle where your profile picture is, if you've done that yet. If you haven't, it's going to be some kind of like weird dark thing. I don't know, circle. And then you go to home. Okay, so click that, the drop-down menu, click to home. And home is where the heart is. Now, home is where you're going to have sort of like a list of the publications you subscribe to that you can just click on and read the actual newsletters that people create. Or you can scroll down and you'll see the notes feed. So here we have Tom Kugler. Guys, he's awesome. When you go on to my Substack, you'll see a list of recommendations, and Tom is one of them. He's just one of my favorite guys. And he says, writers have a high calling. We make meaning out of the meaningless. We make sense of the world for ourselves and others. Writers are absolutely vital to society, and we should never forget that. So I'm going to go ahead and click like on that. I thought that was cool. This is just a fun way to like engage with people and also just to share. And a lot of times you can do something called restacking. And restacking is when you read an article that you really like. Maybe it's your own or maybe it's someone else's, and it really gets you. And what you do is there's a little sort of like a circle with a circle with little arrows on it. It looks kind of like a recycle symbol, but it's the restack button. And you click restack, and you have two options. You can restack or you can restack with a note. If you restack with a note, this basically goes into notes, and you can write a little something like, oh my gosh, this article by so and so, like, oh my gosh, wow, I can't believe they wrote this. I had the same experience. Or you can just say something about it. And people really appreciate it when you restack something they wrote. It's like you're giving them two thumbs up because you're wanting other people to experience what you just experienced. So it's a really cool thing to do, but you don't want to do it unless you really mean it. You know what I mean? Like, don't like things because you want to be nice, and don't restack things because you want to be nice. Be genuine, be honest. Like, restack it because you believe more people should read this because it enriched you somehow. So that's important. But restacking is just like the two thumbs up. It's an awesome thing to do, sort of to tell a writer that, you know, like they really meant something to you, and their writing is worth spreading. So You can restack stuff. If you like something, make sure to like it. And also, like, this is the thing. Like I was saying about loving and serving, I'm going to come back to that. Like, you do well when you practice the spiritual principles, the fundamental spiritual laws. Treat others how you'd like to be treated. Love and serve, that kind of thing. Like engaging with people's articles, like it feels really good when someone leaves a comment and tells you like what they think about what you've written. And so do that for others. Like that's the whole thing. It's really about like success on Substack and growing an audience is engaging. It's engaging and it's serving and it's sharing how you feel with other people. And it's like basically just being a good human being. It's it, when someone restacks a note, for example. Like I always say thank you. Like in notes, I'll just say, hey, thanks for restacking this. That's awesome. Like just be cordial and be polite and kind and you'll see because you'll get examples of this in the people you follow. You'll see like, oh my God, this person's so cool. They just like totally validated this thing I wrote and I feel so good. And so then, you know, they'll give you tips, but then also you want to pay that forward. And then you're just kind of creating this like good vibe bubble that spreads and ripples of just encouragement and also like insight and also like maybe constructive criticism, but all these things where you're just showing up present in people's lives and they really appreciate it. I just had that. This high school kid's got a Substack and very few followers, and he's just kind of like really embarrassed and shy. But I read some of his stuff and I thought it was really good. And I just gave him kudos. I was like, hey man, that's great. Like, that's so cool you're on Substack and you're writing as a high schooler and you've got a great voice and like, keep going. I can't wait to hear more. And he subscribed and recommended me. So that's another thing you can do. One of the other features is recommend people. I know this is a lot of information, but if you just hear it, it'll just sink in and then it'll bubble up, you know, as you're progressing and growing in your Substack experience. But if you really like something, you can recommend somebody's Substack and that will show up on your page where it says people Joe Schmo recommends, and it has a list of like your favorite. You basically like who's your favorite Substacks you like to read, and you recommend them, and then people will. It's all through, you know, recommendations and word of mouth, right? It's like, wow, here's this sea, this ocean of amazing talent and all these writers, and like everyone has a different voice. But how do you find like the really good stuff to read, like what really resonates with you? And if you kind of make a friend or you're following someone you really like and you see, oh, they're recommending these other publications. So that's great. Like that's where you go, right? That's what you do. So that's the biggest one, probably even more so than getting restacked is to be recommended. That's like that feels so good. That's so awesome. Because I got like half of my subscriber list is from people who recommend my publication, Miracle Soup. So that's pretty sweet. So make sure when you go to Miracle Soup, my Substack, you'll see who I recommend and you know, go through and see what really vibes with you. But I recommend them for a reason. Like there are writers here who I just think are just absolutely so phenomenal and just hit me in the gut. You know what I mean? It's just so awesome. Hit me in the heart and the gut. So if you find yourself losing patience with someone, remember that they're an ape adrift in an alien world, born into a struggle they did not choose, bullied by impulses they cannot control, searching for answers they will not find, and condemned to a fate they do not deserve. This is this guy, Gurwinder, who has a huge following. He's one of the more popular guys I follow. And that's one of his notes, you know, just like you can just spit out some little poem or some little insight and just make it like rad like that. Like, whoa. Yeah, that's so helpful. Like, that is so helpful to me because I lose patience with a lot of people a lot of the time. And remember, they're an ape adrift in an alien world. Oof, born into struggle. They can't control. Oh man, that's so good. That's like, that's an inspiration for a whole post right there, right? You'll see too that a lot of the people who just are really successful, who have a lot of followers and paid subscribers, are just really good people. Like they just write really clearly and they're really on it, and everything they say is very helpful, and they're just into helping. They're into helping other people. And that's like the key, right? That's the key. I think that's really the key to business in general. And the key to freaking life is like, help, get out of your own way. Like, who you think you are is really infinitesimal small part of what's going on. It's like actually doesn't even exist. That's the all Buddhism is about that. It's like you don't actually exist as who you are. That's who you think you are, like this whole sum of like what you identify as doesn't even exist. It's just an idea. It's just a wisp. It's just a concept. Who you are is pure consciousness, is like so much vaster. So when you get out of the way of yourself, when you get over this like investment in like, I am Christoph and I have this whole story and I need this thing and I need these things and I need followers and I need a creative outlet and I need blah blah blah. It's like that's just really ir no one wants to hear that. It's annoying. No one wants to hear it. But when you get out of your way and you write about your ex the experiences of this like imagined character just from a just as like a story to share, that's really interesting because it's like you're writing it from this objective perspective, and it's very entertaining and enriching too. But also getting out of your way means you're just able to like you just want to uplift yourself manifested in the so-called outside characters in your life. Because it's all you. Like when you drop the idea that your identity as this certain person with a certain story in this certain body with a certain past that's all fraught with tragedy and victimization, all this stuff, and you let that go, and you give the energy, that same energy that's invested there, into uplifting other people and helping them see beauty and enriching their lives, then you're really doing your job and the universe responds. And Substack's a cool like laboratory where you can see that happening. It's like an incubation chamber where you see like what you get, like we that's what this whole reality is really. But Substack's like a micro of this whole reality where you see that. It's a game. It's a computer game. It's a computer game. Where you see like what you give comes back. When I take interest in other people's stories and other people's writing, it all comes back, and my following grows, and I get to be a better writer, and I discover more and more of who I am. And that's awesome. So that's really how you do it. I mean, once you get your first article going and you got your like profile up and you got like just a basic backbones, thing that people can come and see, then you want to start getting subscribers. And how do you do that? You engage, read other people's posts, enjoy them, like real read ones that you actually like. Don't do it to be nice. Don't do it to get subscribers because everyone can tell that you're up to something, right? That it's manipulative. But genuinely be interested in things that you're generally interested in, and then share. Make sure to comment, make sure to like, and if you want to, make sure to restack it and even recommend the publication if it's that good. So that's what you do. You engage, you create a family, you create a friend group, you create a community, and you meet people and you listen to them and you share. People love comments. It just really like comments just are just uplifting, they're great. And then subscribe to them. Like if you subscribe, you're really showing you really care. And I do. I pay for actually I think I'm only a paid subscriber to one right now because honestly, like another $8 a month, that's another expense that adds up for me right now. I don't have a I don't I'm not like just rolling in it. So So I do pay, because some of them are just so good. You're like, I need to hear more. Like, this person has something to teach me, and I want to get more of that, like, for sure. So like, if something's really moving you, like, don't hesitate, like, to pay. Like, your support, that's a great thing to do, just to set aside a budget of what you want to pay a month to support, independent creators and independent artists. And it's so helpful. It really really sends ripples, when you're doing that. It's a good thing to do. So support independent artists for sure. So yeah, getting subscribers is kind of like part of the real magic, because that's where you're learning as a writer, and you're engaging with other people's stuff, and you're getting your feet wet. You're getting in there. You're rolling up your sleeves, and you're like, I'm doing it. I'm gonna make it happen. And it's beautiful to see, like, what kind of people you attract. Who's your tribe? What kind of people resonate with you? So that's kind of where the rubber meets the road, is getting subscribers and doing that in, like, an authentic and just, like, righteous way. Okay, the other thing with getting subscribers and creating an audience and a fan base, and also growing as a person, as an artist, is consistency. Now, this really is a spiritual practice, because if you are a meditator, then you know that there's a lot of times you don't want to meditate, but you do it. Or if you work out, there's a lot of days where you don't want to work out, you don't want to exercise, but you know that when you do, it feels so much better. So it's the same thing with creating art, with creating content. Is It's got to be consistent, because when you're showing up regularly, then people get used to you and they get to know you. And if you just only publish when you feel like it, when it's like, oh, I feel like it, the stars are aligned, then it's just not going to happen regularly enough. And people will forget you, and they'll know that you're kind of half in, half out. But it's the people who are, like, consistent, whether they want to do it or not, they create something. That's what, you kind of, like, start to become a part of this person's world. You start to really become a part of this person's space and this person's community. And so a deeper relationship is formed. I mean, think about with your kids. You don't always want maybe to be with your kids because they're, like, in a crappy mood or something, but it's like, the consistency is what creates, like, this beautiful magic of a real deep relationship, a real authentic relationship. So it's super important. And also, as an artist, to show up when you don't want to create something, but you know that it's Wednesday. Like, for me, it's Thursday today, but I missed my day because whatever, but I'm still showing up to do the podcast, because I do it once a week, man. That's just my thing. That's what I set out to do. And when you do something that you don't want to do, or you create something when you don't know what to make, that's really where you grow. That's where you grow so much. You strengthen your creative muscles so much when you do that, because you're facing, like, this scary abyss. Like, all this, like, negative self-talk will come out, and all the negative voices. You don't know what to write. You're a bad writer anyway. Who's and you just forge through it. And in forging through it, you're weakening that resistance. You're weakening those voices, and so that your message and your art and your light can shine. And that's what it's about. So the consistency is super important to create your list, to create your following, your fan base, your community. But it's also important to grow you as a person and as an artist, and to hone in your message. The more you create, the more you're going to figure out who you are, what your message is, who you're writing for, and you're going to see your life, like, transform. Okay, I've covered most of the things here. Recommendations, I already did that. I think I'm ready to wrap it up. Holy smokes, 45-minute podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening this far. My podcast is miraclesoup.substack.com. I meant Substack. Feel free, please. That's the thing. It's like, I make the podcast, and then you can go to Substack and leave a comment. on like what this meant, like how this was for you. And you can like be like, dude, Christoph, that was really honestly pretty boring and shitty. Can you do it different next time? Or you can say, hey, really, thanks a lot. I really learned. I never knew this thing before. What about this? And you can ask a question, and then it's like this conversation is engaged. And believe it or not, I think that this is really Substack is a great place to learn about like captivating people's attention. And once you get someone's attention, you can influence them. And by influencing them, you can influence them with like something that will hopefully help enlighten them and illuminate their minds so that their lives can be changed and that they can get more in harmony with the kind of a reality that we collectively want to create on the work in the world. You know, it's like we have a voice, and social media has just been pretty hijacked by like manipulative advertising campaigns and like honestly like mind control propaganda. But we have that power to do the same thing. So in my opinion, it's very important that we learn how to influence and that we learn how to share our message that's really important and really valid with people in an effective way so that we can spread ideas. It's like that's how shit changes, dude. Uncle Tom's Cabin, written back in the 1800s, completely, I'm pretty sure it abolished slavery in England. You know? I mean, Gandhi's writings went far and wide, and in his example in his life changed the civil rights in America. My microphone is dying. I'm getting little blinks. So before I waste my time with any more, I'm just gonna say that go for it, guys. Don't hold back. Don't be afraid of messing up. Jump into the Substack community. You will learn so much. It's literally better, in my opinion, than any university. It's an education. It's an immersive experience in self transformation, in self activation, and you will not regret it if that's something that you're interested in. Thank you so much for listening. Look forward to hearing from you, and hit that follow button, leave some comments, follow me on Substack, subscribe. You're all amazing. But more importantly, create some of your own stuff because really, really the world needs to hear what you've got. All right. Peace. Om Namah Shivaya.